Well, hello and welcome. This is a Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 7th of January, 2024. I've got to say, what a weekend. What a weekend. I am absolutely thrilled to bits to say that we have had some cold but dry weather, which has meant we've been able to do quite a bit of gardening. Now, cold, I don't mind the cold so much as long as it is dry. And today is the first time this winter that I've had to defrost the windscreen of my van. Just goes to show how mild it has been over the last few weeks and how cold it is today. Main thing is, though, it was dry, which over this last week, with all the rain we've had, was quite surprising. However, I know not everybody has been so lucky, and I'm seeing some pictures of flooded allotments, which is a little worrying. Now, what have we managed to do this weekend? Well, we managed to build a new bed here in the garden. Now, when it comes to building new beds, I actually had a question, which I'm certainly going to talk about a bit more on tomorrow's podcast. But what do I build my beds out of? Well, I tend to buy this wood from, I get it from B&Q because it works out the cheaper. It's 45 mil thick and 220 mil wide. And I buy it in 4.8 meter lengths because it works out cheaper. Now, I do have to cut it down in B&Q to get it in the van to get it home. But once it's home, I get it down to the size, and that is it. It is ready to go, and it is bolted together. Reason I like this wood, one, because it's thick. It's going to take a long time to rot out. It is untreated, so it's not going to add any chemicals or anything to my soils or anything to worry about that like that. And that's why I like it. That's why, because it is going to last a long time and doesn't contain any chemicals. But there's a wide range, of course, of materials that we could use. And it'd be interesting to know just what materials you use for your beds. Now, as well as building this new bed here at home, we've sown some more chilies and aubergines because, well, we needed to. Well, we didn't need so much of the aubergines, but I just want to sow quite a few aubergines this year, different varieties to mix them up. And the chilies, we did need to sow a few more. Now, down on the allotment, we did pick our saved potatoes. There wasn't as many different varieties as I was expecting, but we did manage to get quite a few potatoes of two varieties, Rocket and Acoustic. There was Maris Bard and Home Guard also planted, but they haven't proved to be anything. Now, I'm going to do this again in 2024, trying to save my own seed potatoes, and as well as more that we will buy in. This is definitely, for me, something that I think is working quite nicely. The other advantage is the area where I was growing these potatoes was a bit of scrap land, and it's going to help deal with the weeds in that area. And I'm going to move it on to another area where I'm hoping we're going to do much of the same thing. Now, something else I did on the allotment was prune my black currant bush. And this was a task that I've been meaning to do for many years. I inherited this black currant bush, and I've never really looked after it. It wasn't in a great state, and it was in an area of my allotment that is very difficult to look after. But after doing it, I have to admit that I think I should have done this much sooner, because there's so many things that it has enabled me to do. One of the things that I've got to decide next to this blackcurrant bush was a gooseberry bush. And I have several gooseberry bushes on my allotment and here at home. This one, it looks ugly. It's got a thornless blackberry grown right next to it, which I want to keep, and I'm thinking about removing this gooseberry bush. It also has a load of plastic tangled up, which is a bit of a nuisance. These are all inherited plants, I should say. But pruning the blackcurrant bush really has helped tidy that plant up, and it's looking like I'm going to try and get that goblet shape that we want with blackcurrant bushes. But it's looking like it's going to help it out in the future. Now, pruning is something I've always said, you need to be really brave, because it does seem very counterproductive in how to prune a plant, or cutting back branches just seems so counterproductive. But when you do it right, it does make a difference. Pruning, for me, I've always found a tricky one to try and explain. And I've spoken about this before. I've brought a really good book on this very subject that I've been reading. It came from the RHS. And by reading it, I'm helping to understand on how I can pop this over. Now, when I try and explain about pruning in the past, I always feel like I'm explaining it poorly. So I'm going to try and explain it to you guys to see if I can make it cohesive enough that we can actually get it together for the podcast. Now, I always start with dead or diseased or damaged branches. And those are the first branches that I simply just cut out. And I just remove all that material that is either dead, diseased or damaged. Nice sharp pair of secateurs trying to get a 45 degree angle on the cuts. That way, any water will just drip off. And with these branches, you try and take it back to the nearest joint or the nearest bud. Easier said than done in many cases. After that, I then look for any branches that are crossed and work out which one to remove from that. Now, I often have to think about the requirements of that particular bush when it comes to working that out. But that then brings me up to the next stage, which is when we want to think of the overall shape of the tree or bush that we are pruning, including the requirements for that particular bush. So if we take my blackcurrant bush, blackcurrants tend to fruit on wood that is 3 years old. So branches or stems that are 3 years old. Now, once they get to 5 years old, they don't tend to produce so much. But we want to obviously let younger stems grow so that they can produce in future years. So what I do, anything over 5 years old, and you can normally tell these because the stems, the wood, look much older. Remove those. And then with those removed, obviously I let the younger ones, and I'm trying to get that goblet shape. So it's a central, is the central core is open, but we've got about 6 or 8 stems around the outside, just making a nice goblet shape. Now, what we've also got to think about is that this lets in good airflow and good light too. As I said, it's not easy to explain, but I think I've got it there in trying to explain it as a goblet shape for blackcurrants. Different trees, different bushes have different requirements. It's just a case of knowing what tree does what. And as I said, you do have to be very bold and very brave when it comes to pruning, because I do think many people feel it is counterproductive, but it does look so much better once it's done. My blackcurrant bush just looks all the better for it now it is done. Right, guys. I'm going to call it a night. We will be sowing seeds on Thursday, the microgreens, if I remember correctly. I've seen some of you have actually received your seeds, so that is a good sign. So on Thursday, we will start sowing the seeds, and then we crack on with all the rest throughout the next few weeks. Right, you take care, guys, and I'll speak to you again next time.